We've been afraid of missing it. We've been afraid of missing what is happening or what God's doing, or did we miss the rapture? No, if you're here, you didn't miss it. The apostles didn't have social media. The apostles didn't have Twitter. They didn't have the news media. We don't need all that to be sure of God's will for our lives. We don't need that. We don't need to be on the inside of the world's knowledge. We are on the inside of God's knowledge. We are on the inside of God's kingdom. We are on the inside of God's heart and God's plan for our lives, for our families, for our church, for the body of Christ, and for this earth. We are not going to miss it. You're not going to miss it. Well, that's why we're here together today. There's no information in this world that you need to find in order to make sure you don't miss it. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that you would have life and have it in abundance." The Amplified says, "to the full, till it overflows." That you would have the life of God to the full, till it overflows. Jesus came that you would have that. That you would have, and he says, and enjoy. Your life with God is supposed to be something you enjoy. He created all things richly, the Bible says, for us to enjoy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. He created all things for us to enjoy. He said, don't make sure to tell the rich, don't be conceited. Don't fix your hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Do you see that? To enjoy. I think so many Christians are missing out on the enjoyment of their relationship with God. I get it. We're in a real battle of lives and people and countries and viruses and finances and all the stuff that's happening in this world. I get it. I'm not like blind to that. God's not blind to that. But he has prepared a table for you. Where is the table? Oh, in the presence of our enemies. We don't have to get rid of all the enemies, whatever they are, in order to have the table. He said he prepares the table for us in the presence of our enemies. That's why we can enjoy life now. He says the table prepares a table for us. What happens at a table? You eat, you laugh, you fellowship, you enjoy. And he said we can do that even in the presence of our enemies. In fact, that's what freaks your enemy out the most. That's what freaks the devil out. What? I sent that to kill you. I sent that to kill. I sent that virus. I sent the racial issues. I sent all this division and hate and anger and this and that. And man, and you're sitting at the table and enjoying life. Oh, man. Dang. You are driving the devil nuts. When you lift your hands, when you praise Jesus, when you sing to him and thank him, when you speak his word, when you rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, when you count it all joy, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, man, you're going to make it. You're not going to miss it. You're not going to miss it. Telling you, this is God's word, this is God's will, this is God's revelation, this is God's love. The thief that comes to steal is religion, man-made religions, distorted views of Jesus. The thief comes to steal the accurate picture of Jesus. Because once he steals the accurate picture of Jesus out of your life, he can take anything. The thief is that Gnostic spirit. Some of you probably wonder what that means, and that's okay, because I had to look it up. But the Gnostics, they were people in Paul's day who acted like they knew better than everybody else. And it was this spiritual pride that they had the inside information from God, and that you got to make sure that you do what they say in order for them to share it with you. God will talk to you directly, right from the Bible, right from the Spirit of God, right in your church, right in your heart, right in your soul, right in your car, right in your shower. Let me tell you something. God knows your address. God knows how to get your attention. God's got your email. God's got your mess. God's got your phone number. God's got your Instagram account. God's got your accounts that you haven't even started of new ways of communicating that haven't even been invented yet. God already has all the numbers you're going to pick. Hallelujah. Whew. You see, the thief tries to tell you, the devil tries to tell you, religion tries to tell you, well, you don't really know. You have to go through us. Listen, Jesus is our high priest, not some denomination or some religion. Jesus. We have direct contact. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Man, I'm telling you, there's freedom, there's liberty for you today. You're not going to miss it. The devil wants you to think that if you don't get in on the newest information of what's going on with this and what's going on with that, if you don't know what the latest Facebook post is, if you don't know what the latest, you know, COVID update is, if you don't know what the latest thing is regarding this and regarding that, you got to be in the know. You got to, you know, you're behind. You better get more adept to, you know, understanding more of, you know, what's happening in the world. And look, folks, here's what's happening in the world. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I've come that you would have life in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's what's happening in the world. Take your choice. Take your pick. I'm going with Jesus. How about you? I'm not letting the thief rob me of a beautiful view of Jesus. I'm not letting the thief rob me of the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I'm not letting the devil rob me of the grace of God that has saved me, and the grace of God that has made me, and the grace of God that keeps me, and the love of God that's new every morning, and the mercy and kindness of God that is brand new every single morning, that I can get up every day and expect goodness and mercy is going to get up with me. Goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life. The good days, yes. The bad days, yes. All the days. The worrisome days, all the days. The COVID days, all the days. The financial problem days, all the days. All the days, all the days of your life. My God, he's so good. That's all you got to know.